Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, where we take those ancient philosophies and give them a seriously fresh spin for today's world. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than you can say Socrates? We've all been there, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and that ever-growing to-do list, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you there are tools, timeless, powerful tools that can help you navigate those rough waters with grace and strength? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Building resilience through self-care and mindfulness. Think of this as your survival guide for the modern world. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky podcast about meditation, hold on. This isn't about chanting mantras or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating practical practices that fit into your everyday life, things like recognizing your emotions, setting healthy boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner fortress of resilience. 1. Accept what you can't control. This is a big one, folks. We tend to get caught up in spinning our wheels trying to control everything around us, but let's be real, life throws some curveballs we just can't influence. Learning to accept those things, the traffic jams, the unexpected rain, even the awkward social situation, frees up your mental energy for what truly matters. Think about it like this. You are not a puppet master trying to control every string, you're more like a skilled dancer adapting to the rhythm of the music. 2. Practice self-compassion. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, right? Mistakes happen, setbacks occur, that's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. Ditch those harsh inner critics and cultivate a sense of self-acceptance. Remember, you're worthy of love and support, even when things get tough. 3. Mindful moments matter. We live in a world of constant distractions, notifications pinging, emails flooding in, social media buzzing. Taking a few moments each day to be present and mindful can make a world of difference. Try this. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell? Just a few minutes of quiet contemplation can help you reconnect with yourself and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 4. Fuel your body and soul. What we put into our bodies directly affects how we feel both physically and mentally. Prioritize nourishing foods, stay hydrated, and get enough sleep. Think of it as giving your body and mind the fuel they need to thrive. And don't forget about those activities that bring you joy. Whether it's reading, hiking, dancing, or spending time with loved ones, make sure you're making time for things that recharge your batteries. 5. Build a supportive tribe. We humans are social creatures and we need connection to thrive. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and offer a listening ear when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for support. True friends will always have your back. And remember, sometimes the smallest acts of kindness can make a huge difference. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, and suddenly you get caught in a stressful meeting that goes way longer than expected. Your mind starts racing, your shoulders tense up, and you feel that familiar wave of overwhelm washing over you. What do you do? Do you let the stress take over and spiral into negativity? Would you take a moment to breathe, acknowledge those feelings, and then shift your focus? Maybe you remind yourself of past successes, visualize completing the tasks ahead, or even take a quick walk to clear your head. By practicing self-care, taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, reminding yourself of your strengths, or even just stretching at your desk, you can transform that stressful situation into one where you feel more in control and empowered. Remember, building resilience isn't about being superhuman or pretending everything is always okay. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's challenges with grace, strength, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So, what are you waiting for? Put these strategies into action today. Start small, be consistent, and watch as you build an inner fortress that can withstand anything life throws your way. And don't forget to share your thoughts. Join the conversation on social media using #ModernStoicism or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I love hearing from you and seeing how these tools are impacting your lives. Until next time, keep those Stoic spirits high and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.